Hi, Howard, how you doing?
Hi, Tony. Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
I've made a horrendous balls up there straight away. I mean, you won't know, but I thought I was dragging in hide and seek, and yes. I dragged in Pearl in the Shell, and I'm gutted because I wanted to play hide and seek, which I'll just stick that on in the background here. So, some fantastic keyboard work back in the 80s. You must. How do you feel when you hear? Hey, your songs on the radio these days.
I mean, no, it's a huge thrill because radio was always, the thing that I always wanted to do because, it's okay, selling records, but you can't really see people play them at home. But on the radio, everyone can hear it wherever you are and, in the car. And it's just, I started listening to my transistor radio when I was 9 years old and I've been a huge radio fan ever since. So.
It's interesting,
it's
very interesting that. I mean, I've been on the radio a long, long time, and obviously a lot of artists come through the revolving doors of radio, but I've never really talked to them in all my years about their relationship with radio. Yeah. But of course, it's the mouthpiece, it's the medium, and every musician will fall in love with other music through radio itself.
And I think it's really interesting that, with the growth of all these other things, the whole internet thing, that radio still is holding strong, because it's such a great medium and you kind of relax and let somebody choose great music for you. And, I'm a big fan.
Well, this is a song that I meant to play. So here's, I consider this Howard at his best here. So let's just have a little bit of hide and seek and then we'll just chat a bit more. Here we go. Fantastic. As I say, superb keyboards. You were at the top of your game back then, weren't you? You were different, you were unique, you were almost first, totally original, great songs, just the package in about 83, roughly, onwards?
I suppose, I've been waiting a long time to actually get a deal, and I've been writing music since I was 11 and been in bands, nothing successful, but I've been working away, in the background, and I wasn't going to give up on it. And finally I got signed when I was 28, and so I was sort of ready to go, I was lifting the lid off.
Well, I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if it's true, but when you weren't so prominent on the radio, one of the things that radio people used to say, they'd play a Howard Jones record, and they'd go, there's Howard Jones. Last I heard, he went off to New York to open a vegetarian restaurant. Is that true, or is that just like radio rubbish?
I did have a restaurant in New York. I didn't really spend very much time there because I was so busy with my work. But I think I went there 5 times, and I just got fed up of not being able to get any good veggie food, and it was always a bit dull, at that time.
True.
I mean, it's changed now, and of course, it's really changed, but in those days, where could it would just be brown rice and, carrots and stuff. So we started to, get great chefs in and do all the things. So, lost loads of money doing it. And but I mean, some, great people came. Madonna ate down there and Michael J. Fox and Kevin Spacey used to come down and read scripts down there. I mean, it was great, but, and it inspired other people to go on and do even better vegetarian restaurants.
Yeah, and a snapshot there of the era. You're talking, Madonna absolutely bursting onto the scene and, the Breakfast Club movies and all of that. And Live Aid, of course, where you were... Yeah. You were one of the big acts, and after those early songs, I mean, there was a fantastic album which came out with, this on it, No One Is To Blame. I thought this, let's have a little listen to this. This is a tremendous track, I think.
He wants everyone, and you want
ridiculous hair, Howard.
Well,
I
think it was great. I thought it was fabulous. It was such good fun to be doing something different. You know, I wasn't working in a bank, so I didn't have a dress code. So I just went for it. You know, I mean, first time I went up to London to have my hair cut properly by an art, you know, proper hair person. I came out with a David Bowie, you know, Man Who Fell to Earth cut, and that was, there was no turning back from that. It just accelerated.
I can't not pick up on your lead there. I mean, you mentioned David Bowie yesterday. Colin, who was black and did that wonderful song,
Colin
Wonderful
Burnham,
Life.
Yeah.
And obviously, Glenn Frey. And my goodness me.
I know. It really makes one think, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure you get all the things done you need to do and don't hold back.
Very true.
I mean, that's what it's made me think. And you know, I'm going for it. Going for it, Tony.
And back on the road, we've got some gigs coming up here. Let me just, I'll chuck a few northern ones. I mean, Glasgow, 10th of Feb, Gateshead, 11th, Liverpool, 12th of Feb, and Manchester Royal, Northern College of Music, 18th of February, if you want to see Howard Jones, and Leeds as well, the 19th, just if people are passing through the area and hearing this as well, as a few extra dates. And when did your last tour?
Well, I did a lot of festivals in the UK last summer, and I've done 5 months in America last year as well. So I've been I did 81 shows last year. So I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not just sitting at home watching This Morning.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you written anything new lately?
Yes. Actually, there's a couple of new songs for a film called it's about Eddie the Eagle, and it's coming out in February, and Gary Barlow was putting the music together for it, so he asked me to write a couple of songs for it, which are in the movie and on the soundtrack. So they sound great. And I did a new project last year called Engage, which was like a multimedia thing, you know, with video and contemporary dance and using technology with people's phones in the audience. You know, I'm doing stuff all the time.
What a fantastic pleasure to have you on. What an absolute pleasure. Twitter, Facebook or website, Howard?
I mean, I'm my main thing is Twitter, but we do Facebook as well, and our website is howardjones.com, yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, listen, good luck with the tour. You don't need it, of course. And thank you so much for coming on the show. Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Tony. Great talking to you.
Howard Jones.